Morning, Andrew.
Hey, Tess, how are you?
Going really well. How are you?
I'm pretty good. It's December.
It is.
Mm.
My God.
Yeah.
Jingle jangle.
I know. Well, on that, do you have any Christmas traditions?
Christmas
yourself
traditions.
Or in your family?
We always get prawns and eat them by either a lake or the ocean or whatever available body of water there is. That's kind of the closest thing we have to a tradition.
Okay. And is that in like a kind of ironic way, like you're taking the prawns back to where they came from, even though they probably came from 100 kilometres up or down the coast?
I don't think we thought into it that far, but I'm bringing that up this Christmas.
Yeah, that's... We have this weird way of being a coastal nation, but shipping seafood everywhere.
Yeah, the logic is infinite. What about you?
Look, I'm a fanatic about waiting for December 1st, for starters.
Fair.
So we couldn't have... and that's before I'll even countenance discussing the holidays. So we could not have had this conversation last week. I'm noticing lately, though, also, it's like people's traditions seem to include being so completely overscheduled that you kind of have to book your Christmas plans in July.
Yes.
Like, you're wrapping up Christmas in July and you're saying, all right, so should we start to lock in the December weekends?
Actual Christmas, yeah.
Yeah. And it's ridiculous. And me, I'm more of a bookish person.
I hadn't noticed.
Surprise.
Really?
Surprise! So I kind of love nothing better than just wandering around with a pile of books or sitting somewhere, anywhere, with a book and just ignoring the world going by. And it's usually these times someone wants to, like, catch my eye, plonk themselves down next to me and ask, like, a really unnecessary question.
Love
like,
it.
Like, reading, huh?
Yes. Mm.
Any good?
Oh.
Mm, don't read much myself. So, look, imagining a world where no one interrupts my book, perhaps because they're too busy reading their own, is this sort of personal fantasy. And so it was with much relief and pleasure when I found my people, or at least my Christmas people, in Iceland.
Iceland?
In Iceland.
Okay.
Yeah. So every year, Iceland publishes more books per capita than any other country. You might want to fact check me here, but it's pretty close to more books per capita than any other country. And most of these publications happen in the lead up to Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah. Icelanders then snap up the flood of books that are coming into their bookstores, and it's this annual tradition that's known as, and apologies to Icelandic fans of 2SER when I butcher this pronunciation, it's known as Jólabókaflóð.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Which, when you see it written down, makes sense. So it's called the Great Book Flood. And if you see it written down and not listen to me, it does look like it says Jólabókaflóð looks like the book flood. So the deal seems to be everyone goes on this book buying binge before Christmas. They give the books on Christmas Eve and then they settle in for a cozy night reading their new acquisitions.
This is just a nation of you.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Now America's going to want to bomb them.
Oh, no.
But anyway, look, let's just imagine it, though. Just imagine it for a second. Santa arrives and you've already scoffed all the brandy and cookies. And then he hears you telling him to get lost because you've just got to the good bit and you don't want to be interrupted. It just sounds heavenly. And so this tradition, it supposedly emerged out of the privation of the Second World War. The Icelanders, they didn't have the currency to purchase foreign products, but they could certainly buy locally released books. So the Icelandic publish industry, it wasn't huge. They didn't have the resources for year-round distribution. So they publish a lot in the weeks leading up to Christmas, and they've really come into their own, and it's this big Christmas tradition. And this certainly beats some of the Christmas traditions that you see and that I've heard about, like getting sloshed at the pub on Christmas Eve.
Oh, just truly a tradition that we could do without, I feel.
Yeah, I worked for years as a bartender. It was huge. The whole community would come and I'm like, because family the next day is better with a hangover?
I don't know.
Mm.
Where I'm from, it was always New Year's Eve you get sloshed at the pub, but I think that is everywhere, but it was less Christmas Eve, more we go twice as hard on New Year's Eve.
But just imagine Jólabókaflóð. You know, sure, you might be a little tired on Christmas Day, but you'll definitely not be struggling for small talk because everyone's going to be comparing notes on the books that they've read the night before. They'll be arranging swaps with relatives that they'd normally be trying to avoid. And yes, I have weird and vivid fantasies. It's also a tradition that, in my opinion at least, it compels you to be really mindful and thoughtful of what you're giving and who you're giving it to. So many gifts are experiential, and I don't mean that you got Auntie Dora's bungee jumping and a sexy onesie that she can now wear around the hospital with her new broken hip. It's more that these gifts are designed to be opened. The receiver goes, ooh, huh? They might comment on the novelty of it, and then it gets shoved to the back of the cupboard, and if you're really lucky, it'll get re-gifted the next year. But they're never used. They're designed for that moment, that, okay, and then they're done. So with books, you have to think about the person who's going to receive it. So I'm giving books exclusively this year, and for each decision, so my relatives now just know what I'm getting them.
Surprise!
I'm kidding, they don't listen to me. So for each decision, I have to go through this process of like, what would they like? Maybe what's going to challenge them? What might they actually read? I have to really think about my friends and family and figure out how I feel about them when I give them this book. And with any luck, they're going to do that too as they open the gift, and they wonder how I alighted on this particular choice. So another interesting thing about, well, perhaps about Jólabókka flood, I'm getting worse at this pronunciation, is that Iceland has this incredibly high literacy rate. The Icelanders, they love to read, they love to write. That's not to say that Jólabókka flood is causing this surge in literate behaviour, but it's interesting to consider how integrating reading into holidays, to celebrations, and into your national identity might shape these trends in literacy rates. And this is something that Australia is constantly talking about with the depends how you feel about it, nap plan.
Yes, that debate that comes up every year, yes.
Or where we position in world literacy rates. This is something that obviously governments and educators are really interested in. How do we make it a part of our cultural tradition? So look, I know this book club isn't going to change everyone's holiday giving, but I hope if you're thinking about gifts, you'll consider something that your loved one will be enjoying beyond the experience of unwrapping it. You have no idea where the right book might lead you, and at the very worst, you'll have somewhere to escape when Gav and Tony pull out the dusty cricket set and set up stumps in 35 degree heat.
Oh, every year, every year.
I think last year my brother and I played handball.
Smart. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, they haven't had any backyard cricket for a while.
That's fair. There's a reason that my family takes prawns to bodies of water, and that's because normally you can go swimming in said bodies of water because it's 35 degrees and you don't want to play cricket.
Oh, you can do classic catches. Did you ever do classic catches into a pool?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I think everyone did classic catches into the pool.
Yeah, and I was always a head taller than all my other people my age, so it was great. I was awesome at it.
Wait, no. Did you do it like competing?
Yeah.
That's how you have... That's concussion and drowning.
It absolutely is.
Oh, wow.
And yet here we all are. Don't do that at home, folks.
Okay. Well, this is Christmas traditions in the book club. We've got, on the one hand, Jólabókka flood, and then we've got eating prawns, getting drunk, and classic catch concussion. I know which one I'm choosing. So, Tess, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Andrew.